This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Ready, play a verse.
Hello, friend. You're welcome to Reflections for today. Today's nugget is titled, Honestly Mistaken. Honestly Mistaken. Honest mistakes are almost inevitable in the quest for truth, innovation, and change. Those who've never made mistakes are those who've greatly accomplished nothing. Though costly, we shouldn't be discouraged by mistakes, because mistakes afford an opportunity to learn and grow. They keep us humble and enable us to see reality and ourselves more clearly. Most mistakes can be forgiven and corrected, provided we'll humbly submit to the truth. Our response to truth reveals whether we're really honest or are frankly misguided, stupid, and deluded. For when truth is presented to the honestly mistaken, they either cease to be mistaken or cease to be honest. This is written by Dr. Samuel Cranton Pipim. And for more nuggets written by Dr. Pipim, you can visit eaglesonline.org and click on Weekly Thought Nuggets. I am Margaret Abebrese. Thank you.
When you want to enter a house the right way, what do? Do you enter through the window or chimney? No, you enter through the open door. In the book of John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus Christ proclaims, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is the only approved way to the Father, our Creator. Today, I entreat you, my dear friend, to accept Him into your life for an everlasting, joyful relationship with Jehovah, your God.
Now welcome all listeners to Security Watch. Security Watch is a program that aims to alert the public on security issues that threaten us in our society. Issues like human trafficking, rape cases, fund embezzlement, defilement, and a whole lot of security issues that threaten us. Today I'm here with XWO AK Ado and Corporal Befi and Inspector Obri Yaboah. My name is Maxwell Echo Smith Arthur, and you're welcome to Security Watch. Officers, welcome. I believe we are all doing well.
By the grace.
You're welcome back to Security Watch. Today we are discussing our role as civilians, how we can help our military officers and our policemen to enhance or combat crime in our society. Before we went for the break, we were talking about giving information as our role. And Inspector, I'll start from you again. What means do I use to provide the information?
That is a very good question. That was I was contemplating upon. We have emergency lines like 1-8-555 and 191. These numbers are manned 24/7. Every minute there are people at desks taking calls. So if you have any difficulty, you have any information to give to police, 1-8-555 and 191. But I must make a caution to some of miscreants also in the system. They just sometimes will call the number. Even my office just last week, somebody called, as soon as I picked the call, "Where's Jimmy, sir?" You know? Mm-hmm. He just insulted me. I was just laughing because, you know, people just call these lines and just abuse the police. It's not good at all. It's not good that imagine somebody sitting the whole day or the whole night just to pick calls of distressed people and direct patrol teams to go and rescue them. And you just call and insult that person. It's not nice. So our listeners can pick this number, 1-8-555. In fact, it's important.
1-8-555.
It's important that every household should know police emergency number. You know, the point is, police, whether you like it or not, when you are in distress, attacked by a criminal, you call the police. So don't think that until you are under any difficulty, police, you don't care about police. Please, get these numbers. As we know, in the advanced countries, people are even taught of police emergency number right from infancy. Mm. But here you meet a very enlightened, well-endowed person, and he has no idea about police emergency number. So when your attack, what do you call? How do you call? Because one time a friend has to call me from Tamale for me to give him a number before he gave to somebody in Bubuashi who was armed robbers were attacking.
Long process.
Yes. He called. If I hadn't taken my phone to my bedroom and the phones were maybe lying in the hall off And I couldn't, at the end of the day, they were assisted by the police patrol team.
Okay.
So I'm saying that the police are committed to their work. They're on the ground. So if you have not experienced the swiftness of the police, it doesn't mean they are not yet there. So get these numbers when you're in difficulty. Please call. Aside that, you can walk to a police station. Normally at the police, I advise that you go to the station officer or the district commander. These are very responsive people at the stations.
Okay. So
very, you can count on them.
So one is by calling.
Yeah, by calling
and two, walking
to the police station.
Let me allow Corporal to also continue. What other means can we provide information to the police?
Okay, thank you. You know, what other means can be in diverse ways.
Okay.
Some can call us, Inspector Elia said. Mm-hmm. Some can walk into the stations. After giving those informations, we have people who are having basic information. People are becoming informants. They know things in their communities. Because in your community, in Valley View, you might be a student or an ex-student, or you know everything that goes on in the school. And you can tell even every student that, oh, this guy is having a very questionable character. So any crime that goes around in the area, you can say, oh, you can go to the police and tell them that, I suspect these people can be involved. You are either for us or you are against us.
Mm-hmm.
That is Mark, is it Mark 940? Yes. You are either for us or you are against us. Either you give us the information to help combat the crime or you are the other side.
Okay.
You see, this is biblical. Mm-hmm. It is not something that the police is just conjuring and talking about it. There's no two ways about that. There's no middle line. You can either be for the police or give us information. And giving the information to the police is giving the information to assist yourself. All right. So it's not a matter of you thinking, oh, I've given the information to the police and that is all. You give the information, you may follow up. As I said, the station officer is a very good tool to use.
The station officer?
Yes. The station, when you go to every station, they have station officers, they have CID in charge, they have district commanders. These are trustworthy people that you can walk to and talk to them in confidence.
So apart from calling and walking there,
yeah,
how can I also give them information?
You can send email to the police.
Email?
Yes.
Okay.
You can send email to the police.
Okay. Yeah, I think Victor and my brother, the corporal, they've said a lot. What I will say needed to be done is... I think the public needs more education as to the numbers to call when there is an emergency or when you need to give the police information. I think the public need to be educated on those numbers. That is what I will also say.
Okay.
And to add up, you know, you can also write letters to the police informing, but don't write anonymous letters without... me making follow-ups to you.
Okay, so you need
to just write anonymous letters, insult the police, give you information that are not credible. Or anytime you write a letter to the police, address it properly.
Okay.
So that we can do follow-ups. If you are reporting a police officer, address it properly. Okay. So that the police administration can do follow-up. If you are giving information to police that, oh, there's something going on the Adomobe Road, give very good information so that police, the address should be so concrete that police can do follow-up. It's not that when you give the information, you leave it blanket. You give blanket information and it will not help investigation.
Okay.
Yes.
Inspector, I want to come back to you.
Yes. It appears we are spending a lot of time here, but yes, it's very, very important because yes, it's a basic thing that we need. And it's free of charge. In fact, when you give, as my brother says, some even give information to police and they are rewarded.
So what if I give a wrong information?
You know... as you say, if you give wrong information, you've not helped yourself.
Mm-hmm. So you've not helped. What happened?
And in actual fact, deceit of public officer is also an offense.
Yeah.
If you come to me,
it's an offense.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you come and yes, a public officer, anybody, if you go to ministries and deceive the chief director, the clerk, anybody, it's not the buyer. This is not the law protecting police officer or making the police officer special. If you go to any public office and tell a lie, that is also an offense. So we are pleading that don't deceive us. At the end of the day, we are pleading that you should help us. There's no point in coming to deceive us. Because that's why my colleague said, it's either you are for us or against us. If you are not a criminal, what is the point of going to deceive police?
All too soon. Yes. Our time is up. And it's been a very wonderful discussion. Hopefully next week we shall continue. This has been Security Watch, and I've been here with XWO1 AK Ado, Corporal Befi, and Inspector Obri Yeboa. My name is Maxwell Echo Smith FL.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope.
Where no sorrows ever come, we'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials,
safe from heartache, pain and care. We shall all that glory share.
And I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus. Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while. We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in that home.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
On the other side. And I'm gonna shake glad hands with the elder.
Sit down beside my Jesus.
Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while.
I shall behold his blessed face. I shall feel his matchless grace.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials.
Oh, what peace and joy supply. In that home of love divine.
And I'm gonna
sit down beside my Jesus.
Lord, I'm gonna
sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
On the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you. And
once again, you are welcome to Moment of Truth. I'm Insia Apia Ralph Jr. Our topic for today is Ye Are the Salt of the Earth. Our key text will be taken from Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Let us pray. Our most gracious and everlasting Lord, Father, come and talk through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Ye are the salt of the earth. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Although these words were spoken by Christ to his disciples, who were chartered members of the church he established, he taught also of his children who would live down through the centuries, and especially of us who are living in the time of the end. In the Word of God, a member of the church is designated variously as a light, as a witness, as a pillar, as a soldier, as a watchman. But in this text, he is called salt of the earth. Christ had a definite reason for choosing the word salt while he was speaking to his children. We can understand better when we know what salt symbolizes and what its qualities are. Salt is a symbol of wisdom. No wonder Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, "Be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man." It takes wisdom from above to know what it says to the right person at the right time. It takes wisdom to know what to do at the right time. It takes wisdom to know where to sit at the right time. The words we speak should all be seasoned with salt. We call ourselves children of God, but we still cheat in the exams room. We call ourselves children of God, but we still speak to people anyhow. We call ourselves children of God, but the people according to the position, that's how we speak to them. Just look at them, because this is the vice chancellor. We just sat and know how to speak. And because this is a student, in fact, a level 100 student, know how to talk to the person. You talk anyhow to any people, even if we don't know them. But when we realize who they are, we just turn back to say we are sorry. We maltreat people because we think we are higher than they are. May God forgive us. We should accustom ourselves to speak in pleasant tones, to use pure and correct language, words that are kind and courteous. Sweet, kind words are as dew and gentle shower to the soul. The scripture says of Christ that the grace was poured onto his lips, that he might know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. As Psalm 45 verse 2 and Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4 tells us, the Lord binds us, let your speech always be with grace. As Colossians chapter 4 verse 6 tells us, that it may be ministered and may be ministered grace unto the hearers. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29. We won't be wise. We will never be wise when we use sharp words in giving reproof and counsel. Because for all we know, such words may cause people who are heard to rebel. So to calm those who are heard down and to reprove them, you have to use sweet words, words that are gentle as dew, to let them know they are left and right. But if you start by using sharp words, they shall rebel. Reproof should always be given in love. If our words are seasoned with salt and spoken in love, they will be used by the Spirit of God to soften the hearts of people, and they will be a savor of life unto life. As Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 tells us. So now, I'm telling you, from the Bible, James chapter 1, verse 5, if you lack wisdom, ask. I know God is true and just and will help you and give you that wisdom from above. As Christian, the Christian life must have flavor. Jesus today is looking for men and women with spiritual favor, with penetrating saltiness in spirit, viewpoints, and action, to know what God lives in us through His Holy Spirit, and that we are ambassadors of His assurance, and as that God will help us, that we are the spirit of the and the salt of the earth. May God help us. May God bless us. May God heal us within and let it come out. For if we do so and ask God to help us, we can be able to speak and our words will be seasoned with salt. The true Christian living is the best defense against the criticism held against us. May we as Christians and as members of the church ever demonstrate by the lives we live that we truly are the salt of the earth. Ask God to help you. Ask wisdom from above. And I know if you do that with faith, God will help you and give you all that you need. May God bless us as we listen to these few words. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Our most gracious and everlasting Lord, come and be with us through what we've learned. Let the Holy Spirit guide us in everything we do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595. Adenta, Greater Accra Region.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.